Nakano, who's going to tell us about perturbative effects of spinning black holes with applications to full numerical relativity results.
So, sorry, first, sorry for long title. So this is a collaboration with Manera, Carlos, and Yosef. So in this talk, we discuss two topics. One is spin effect on gravitational recoil. This is kick velocity calculation. And the other topic is the spin effect on gravitational waveform for black hole binary system. In this talk, we always use a black hole perturbation approach. This is we consider some specific black hole background, and then we consider treat its perturbation. First part, recoil calculation is the same as the evaluation of linear momentum flux for binary. So here we want to discuss this problem analytically. So as previous work, Kida and recently Rashin et al. Discussed the recoil velocity in the post-Newtonian approach for in-spiral phase. And Mino and Brink discussed this problem in black hole perturbation approach by using near horizon approximation. And also, we may reuse this Sago et al. Paper. In this paper, we discussed the energy, angular momentum, and evolution of Carter constant in the Kerr background. But in this talk, we use Schwarzschild background and spin. We treat spin as a perturbation in this Schwarzschild background. Next topic is the gravitational waveform. So this is related to numerical relativity. So recently, we proposed the following procedure to compute a waveform for a large or a small mass ratio case. So first, we use a numerical relativity trajectory of a black hole. And then we use the black hole perturbation evolution to obtain gravitational wave. So here, generally, we treat this problem, especially a perturbation, by using Tsiolkovsky equation. This Tsiolkovsky equation is for Kerr background, but this has a 2 plus 1 dimensional equation. It is difficult to calculate. So we want to use Schwarzschild background. This is 1 plus 1 dimensional problem. So in this talk, we consider the following situation. First, a non-spinning black, binary black hole with intermediate mass ratio. First is in spiral phase. For this phase, we treat this part as a Schwarzschild and a test particle approximation. And then after merger, we have one black hole with some spin. So we treat this spin also in this Schwarzschild background. First, I must mention the Ricci-Wheeler-Terry formalism. This formalism is a metric perturbation for Schwarzschild background. Here we consider Schwarzschild metric G mu nu plus first order metric perturbation H mu nu 1. In this formalism, we treat this metric perturbation in terms of tensor harmonics. Here, this ALM0 and ALM1, etc., are tensor harmonics, which denote angular function. And we call this A0LM, etc., we call this as a tensor harmonics coefficient. And in this Ricci-Wheeler-Terry formalism, we obtain gravitational waveform in the following form. We need two tensor harmonics coefficients, this G and H2. So this, these G and H2 are related to a gauge invariant wave function. One is a Terry function for even parity perturbation. And the other is a rich mirror function related to autoparity perturbation. In order to, function satisfies the following rich mirror or Trilli equation. Here, this B is the potential term, and this right-hand side shows the source term, which is derived from energy momentum tensor of particle, for example. Next, talk, we treat spin as a perturbation. So first, we discuss this situation. Spin is along z-axis. For this system, we have a Kerr metric like this. Here we use a tensor harmonics expansion with respect to a Kerr parameter A for S over M. This is for a Z direction case. Next, we consider the some rotation. So here we consider this situation. Spin direction is along X axis. For this case, we obtain a metric like this. And then a first line shows the Schwarzschild metric, and the next term shows the spin dependent part. So for this metric, we treat first part background Schwarzschild and perturbation. So perturbation can be read off from this metric as this. Here a T theta component and T phi component. Then we treat Dirichlet Trilli formalism. So we need to consider a tensor harmonics expansion of this perturbation. For this perturbation, we need only one tensor harmonics. So this is related to autoparity perturbation. And this has T theta and T phi component. And then we obtain this perturbation belong to L equal 1, M equal plus minus 1 odd parity mode, like this. Next is the first topics of our talk. So gravitational recoil. In order to calculate recoil, gravitational recoil, we use the linear momentum loss. This is given by this formula. Here we evaluate this at spatial infinity, and also sometimes we need a black hole absorption. And then after the angular direction integration, we obtain following formula. Here this P, S, and P, C is some numerical coefficient, which is similar to Clebsch-Golden coefficient. And then we find we have three coupling. So one is even parity coupling, odd and odd parity coupling, and also even and odd parity coupling. Here, this G and H2 are related to gauge invariant function. So we may calculate Rich Mirror and Trilli function to obtain gravitational recoil. So here we use a simple case. So particle falling radially into black hole from Z direction. So for this particle, we have geodesic equation like this. Here E denotes the particle's energy. And then we use energy momentum tensor of point particle. This has delta function behavior. And then in order to obtain recoil calculation analytically, we need to use slow motion approximation. So here dr dt is much smaller than 1, and also m over r is much smaller than 1. From the energy momentum tensor of particle, we obtain tensor harmonics coefficient of particle, like this. And then we can calculate the gravitational wave and also some perturbation. So one is first order L equal 2, M equal 0, even parity mode. This is gravitational wave mode, leading order gravitational wave mode, like this. And also, in order to calculate recoil, we need a next order effect, first order L equals 3, M equals 0, even parity mode. So in the post-Newtonian theory, this L equals 3, M equals 0 mode is 0.5 post-Newtonian higher order than this leading term. Here, in the previous slide, we showed the only gravitational wave mode, but we also need a first order L equal 1, M equal 0, even parity mode. This is not gravitational wave mode. Here, we use the singular gauge discussed in Detweiler and Poisson paper. So this perturbation has Dirac delta function behavior. So perturbation is zero except for the particle location. Then, by using L equal 1, M equal 0, even parity perturbation, and black hole spin effect, we obtain second order effect. So this shows a second order Einstein equation. From here, we obtain the leading contribution of spin effect on recoil velocity. So we obtain this Ritchie-Wheeler equation with second order source term. This is, in practice, a spin and a particle coupling. Then we can solve this equation like this. This is also gravitational wave mode, L equal 2, M equal plus minus 1, auto parity perturbation. So here we obtain the three gravitational wave mode. And also, if we consider particle spin effect, here we consider this particle spin is parallel to black hole spin. We have this D mode, like this. And then finally, we obtain linear momentum loss is given by this. First, x component becomes zero, and y component, this direction, has only a spin effect. And then z direction energy momentum loss is given by this, purely particle information. So this result is consistent with KIDA result in the post-Newtonian approach. Next topic is a spin effect on gravitational waveform. So here, it is difficult to solve the intermediate and also extreme mass ratio in the numerical relativity, full numerical relativity. So here, we use the perturbation theory to propagate gravitational wave on the black hole background. And also, we use the trajectory information from the combination of numerical relativity data and also some semi-analytic and also include a Kepler self-force method. The detail of numerical relativity part is discussed by Yodef tomorrow's presentation. Here we consider the following situation. We consider an intermediate mass ratio binary. And then after merger, we have one black hole with some spin. So for this situation, we have a spin as a perturbation like this equation. L equal 1, M equal 0 perturbation. Then the following is our strategy. First, we need to translate the numerical track into the Schwarzschild coordinate. This is because in the numerical relativity calculation, space-time slice is an isotropic trumpet stationary 1 plus log slice. So from this slice to Schwarzschild coordinate, we need to consider not only radial, but also time coordinate transformation. And then next step is the following. First, we obtain three velocity from numerical relativity data, but we don't know a time component of four velocity. So here we use the instantaneous Schwarzschild geodesic approximation. And then finally, we introduce a final remnant black hole spin effect. So this spin is evaluated from some empirical formula. So in order to discuss this spin effect, we need to create some second order formulation in the black hole perturbation approach. Second order means we use first order metric perturbation arising from a particle and the spin. This is also perturbation. Here, we ignore square term of a pure first order perturbation. So, yes. Then, thanks to MAPLE, we can obtain the, some second order equation. This is one-third of our equation for even parity part. Odd parity part has much more longer. Here, we introduce new function. So this is a first order and second order linear combination. Then, first line, second line, and third line show the usual 3D equation. And then next term is spin and even parity coupling part. And here we show right-hand side, spin and odd parity coupling part. So in order to obtain L mode of gravitational wave, we need to know L equal minus 1 and L equal plus L plus 1 mode. Anyway, the result is the following. First, we show the L equal 2, M equal 2, real part of dHdt, a time derivative of waveform. This is because first, in the numerical relativity, we obtain psi 4. But in the perturbation calculation, we directly obtain gravitational waveform. So this is some intermediate. So here we show the black curve. I cannot see numerical relativity result. And one is red curve shows the spin off case, and the other is spin on case. Here we don't know how to switch on or off of spin. We use the situation always spin off or always spin on case. So in spiral part is a spin off and spin on calculation is almost the same. But final merger and ring down phase has very different behavior. So here we can see a numerical relativity waveform and spin on calculation has very nice match. So more detail, we check the phase evolution of L equal 2, M equal 2 waveform. So in spiral part is almost same, but final part is some difference. Like this difference. This is for 10 to 1 binary black hole case, but also recently we obtained the 15 to 1 case. So almost the same figure, but this is 15 to 1 case. And also final part is a very nice match for spin on and numerical relativity waveform. So next is the difference between the numerical relativity and black hole perturbation waveform. So first, this black curve shows a 10 to 1 case difference. And here, in this talk, we ignore a pure second order effect of first order perturbation square. So here, this 1.41 is the ratio of a reduced mass. So if this green curve and a black curve has the same behavior, this difference between numerical relativity and black hole perturbation waveform is purely second order effect. But here is some between first order and second order between contribution. And next is a spin on calculation. We also obtain some middle result. Anyway, final transparency. So in this talk, we discussed the gravitational recoil. So we want to obtain analytic expression. So first order perturbation, we can calculate analytically if we use the finite slow motion order. But for second order perturbation, generally this has extended source term, so it is difficult to obtain analytically. And also, we discussed the spin effect on gravitational waveform. So we need to introduce a remnant final one black hole spin effect. But in order to treat this spin effect, we need to solve Tsiolkovsky equation. Recently, Sundara Rajan, Kana, and Hughes discussed the beautiful gravitational waveform from inspiral, merger, and ring down. Thank you. Thank you.